His name is Dash Myhawk, plays Bunchy on Ray Donovan, and is doing a star-studded Hollywood Heels charity event tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues on Sunset. Let's get Dash in here. I love the show, Ray Donovan.
Oh my God.
Here he is.
Look at
Dash. Good to see you, Dash.
Hey, Dash.
Have a seat.
Such huge fans of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The National Ambassador? What is this? Do you get like a special jacket or something with this?
Yeah, I get like cool teal colored t-shirts. No, seriously, they're teal.
I
didn't have any say in the teal thing, but it differentiates them from other organizations.
Yes, the Tourette's Syndrome Association, and you've been working with them for 11 years now as their National Ambassador.
Yeah, I actually did an industrial video for them when I was like 11.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
So you've been working with them a long time.
It's been a long, long time.
What's that mean exactly, the industrial video?
You know, just I was talking with a neurosurgeon who has Tourette's. Isn't that kind of crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you want him operating on you?
He has good days and bad days.
But like me with acting, when you're focused fully, mind and body on something, you cannot tick. So it was like a talking conversation with this doctor.
That is fascinating how the brain works.
I think there was a guy on, not this season of American Idol, but last season of American Idol had Tourette's.
James Durbin. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And when he sang, when he was doing that, but when he was taking his critiques, he had a hard time and he would, stop sometime. That's, but there's like many forms of Tourette's. It's not just cursing, because a lot of people think it's just,
It is not. In fact, it's a very small population of people that have coprolalia, it's called. And sometimes you have it for a couple months and then it goes away. I remember there's a period of time where I did curse for, 4 months, and then it went away.
Were you an adult or were you a boy? And you were like, Mom, I'm sorry.
It worked well in New York public schools.
No, but the brain is fascinating. And like you said, when you're focused, like Mel Tillis stuttered when he sang, didn't stutter.
Yeah.
So it's just trying to figure out that how you can, can't focus all the time. That's impossible. And you can't sing everything. I'd like to order mashed potato. Like, you can't. That's impossible to live your life that way, but you can focus.
That's the debate.
Right?
People are like, well, if you could stop it, then why don't you just do that all the time? I'm like, because I have to sleep and not talk every once in a while.
Right, exactly.
Is there a treatment for Tourette's?
There are tons of different medications. People have done biofeedback, behavioral modification, but it seems like we should be able to find a cure. It's not that difficult, but there isn't enough money in research,
and that's not a terminal illness.
And so that's why we're having this event, to try to educate everyone and raise money to find a cure.
As far as people who have it, is it a low percentage of the population? Is that another reason why it's not on the top list of things to cure?
I mean, you'd be surprised that it's more than you know. It's something like 1 in 100 or 1 in 150.
Did some people have it and not even know it?
I think a lot. Well, that's also the reason why the TSA is great, because, they invite people to explore what it is that they may have. And a lot of people don't understand what they're going through and because they're not educated about it. And
right.
They just tick.
Yeah, so if you're like your mom, you've got one of those kids, and you're like, well, stop dancing around like you got ants in your pants. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got Tourette's. Like, maybe there's a thing that, like, he's like,
he's got ants in his pants, Tourette's.
Well, is that a technical term, Dash?
Maybe you're
fidgety or something. Maybe that's part of a tick.
I don't know. There's a lot. And there's a lot of it coincides with ADD sometimes and OCD, and people are constantly misdiagnosing it. And I think the more the public understands what it is, the better it's going to be for anyone who has it, and the
that
more
is
acceptance.
True, yeah.
Am I saying your last name right, Myhawk?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Thank you.
You're married. Do you have any kids?
I don't talk about my family. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
But I was going to say, asking like as far as the Tourette's world, is that something you pass down genetically, or is that something
it is,
that's...
Yes. My whole family has it, and so it is hereditary, and you never know.
That's why these events are important, because like you said, I had no idea. I mean, obviously, we've talked about Tourette's before and we've heard about it, but I really did think it was just the sort of shouting thing. I didn't know.
Well, that's what the most media and, every time you see it in a movie or television show, it's glorified that way. But you know, come down tomorrow if you guys want.
Tomorrow night?
You had me at open bar.
8 p.m.
Really.
Come on. Come down.
House of Blues. No, it is. When it says star-studded, and that sometimes they don't put who's going to be there on certain events. It's like star-studded. Mm-hmm. But this one, I mean, it is. I mean, you're on one of those popular shows on Showtime, if not out right now, Ray Donovan. And I see John Voight's going to be there. And that cast, that show, I mean, come on, man.
It's so good. We are so addicted. Like, I hate that we have to wait till summer, you know? You're just waiting and waiting.
Yeah,
so good.
It's such a great show. If you're not turned on to it yet, I don't even know if it's out on Netflix or ability to watch it yet, unless you can go to Showtime on the go or something.
I believe it is now on, I don't know, probably Netflix and Amazon.
Definitely catch up on Ray Donovan. And I happened to be watching, I watched Gotham and I DVR'd it. And I was watching, I was caught up last night, and I think it was last, Sunday night's episode. You're on Gotham as well.
Yeah, you know, I play Bunchy long enough, you kind of want to change it up.
Of course.
And be a villain.
Right. Yeah, because Bunchy's so sweet and innocent. And she's like, everyone, you just want to care for Bunchy. Like, come here. I just want to take care of you. And so your character on Gotham, not.
Mm-mm. No, he's not so nice.
What's the name of him? He's a cop, right?
He's Arnold Flass, Detective Flass. Yeah, he was in the comics, in the early comics.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm shooting Ray right now, so we don't know. What's going to happen with Gotham? But
Gotham's,
you know,
a great show too. I mean, I mean, a couple of great shows you're on. Earlier on the show, we were talking about things that you just realized as an adult that you didn't know, and you're like, "Oh my God, I just realized that." Did you know that if you're in your car and you're looking at your gas gauge, and you see obviously the E and the F, you know what those mean, and then there's the little like gas symbol, like go fill up. Did you know there's an arrow next to that tank, that little gas tank symbol, that tells you what side of the car. Did you know that's what that arrow meant?
No.
I know. We were blown away.
You just realized
and
that.
And how many times does the person that's driving with you go, come on, man.
Yeah. Or you're in a rental car.
It's a rental, yeah, but come
like,
on.
Get out. Crap, pull around. It's on the other side.
I did that all the time. Like a different car, like, crap, it's on the other side.
And now you know.
I forgot what side it's on. Now I can just look. I did not.
That in every car?
Yes.
Every car, there's that thing.
It's so crazy.
Is there something you realized later in life that you're like, I just realized it too late? I mean,
that's when you're like mad at the guy who rented you the car for not telling you.
Right. You're like, that's important. I was walking around the car.
Sometimes they do. And then you're like, oh man, I know I got to pull around. And the guy behind me is pissed off.
Like, come on.
Come on.
I didn't know.
You have a musical background, right? Do you do music?
I do music.
What's your specialty?
My friends like to call me the Tom Waits of rap.
Oh,
so interesting. Interesting. Are they going to see a little bit of that at the House of
they
Blues?
They are, man. I have a crazy, sick band playing with me. I'm very grateful to them. Guys who played with Prince and MD'd for a whole bunch of it. It's going to be hot. I got three guitars and
nice. Have you ever put anything out like iTunes? Can we go download some of your stuff?
You can. There's one song that I actually did for a kid that I work named Jalen Arnold. It's called jalenschallenge.org, and it's like the Tick song, like Wear Your Badge with Pride thing.
Oh, nice.
But the album's going to come out hopefully coinciding the release of Ray Donovan this year.
Ooh, will you have some music on Ray Donovan?
Well, talk to my showrunner.
All right. Because we were,
I hope so.
We have White Buffalo comes in here, and he was such a big part. His music was such a big part of Sons of Anarchy that so much so that like it fits so perfectly that you like you can't even imagine Sons of Anarchy without his music. I'm saying you get on.
Yeah,
get
no,
on.
I made a couple tracks for them last year, and they didn't place, but it looked really good when it fit in the scene. So you know, hopefully I'll get another shot at it.
Sometimes makes it where you're just like, oh, so good.
Looking at your bio here, you were once in a. Did you date Alanis Morissette?
I did.
You did?
She was like the Taylor Swift of our generation. Like, yeah. She always wrote songs about the guys she dated.
I loved her. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
And there are songs about you.
Oh yeah, there's a video about me.
Dash.
Oh yeah, we danced in a video together of a song that was about me.
So you were together at the time, and so it was like...
Yeah, we were together, right. And she was on tour. Yeah. She was on tour, and we were, like, working with a choreographer, and then we shot it in Toronto, and it's like Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, and all sorts of different kinds of dance styles.
I have the two songs that are about you, I guess, that particular time, and So Pure, where one of the lines says, I love you when you dance, when you freestyle and trance.
That's about Dash.
What's about this guy? Are you a good dancer? She loves when you dance.
She likes when I dance and I rap. What did I tell you?
Okay, so it's not when like you're trying to dance and look sexy and she's laughing while she's lying.
Well,
like,
you guys look at the video. Judge me.
For all right,
hold on, video. I gotta see. We're gonna post it at HeidiandFrank.com so you can see Dash dance. And
I
your
love
name.
Her.
We talked about names earlier. Dash, is your middle name like the throwaway name where it's like your family put in? So it's like Dash,
so,
Robert.
So an uncle's happy, yeah.
No, my middle name is my father's name. Okay. It's Raymond, but my full name is Dashiell, actually. So Dash is for short.
Ooh,
I was named
name.
After Dashiell Hammett, and I have to say Dashiell because people go, oh, it's Dashiell Hammett. And I go, my mom told me that she met Lillian Hellman, who was with him, and it was Dashiell. So, ladies and gentlemen, now you know.
I like that.
Yeah, Heidi was named after Dionne Warwick.
Was my middle name Dion, yeah, and which we had her on the show, and I told her that, and she was like, no, and I showed her my driver's license, and she was like, okay, I guess you really
Heidi Dion.
Heidi Dion.
We've had Dion and Dash on the show. I was like, really? we are going up that ladder.
I like that Dashiell though. I like something different. That's what I don't know too many people named that.
No, there's a new generation though. I think it's finally becoming a sort of cool name.
You're getting some Dashers, like there's some Dash and Dashers,
and Dashiell without the I.
And probably a lot of kids named after The Incredibles.
Yes.
There's the Dash character. The son was Dash, and he was really fast. And I heard Incredibles 2 is coming back. Did you automatically like The Incredibles because the kid was named Dash?
Of course.
So, yeah, Incredibles 2 is coming out.
Because kids think I'm cool because my name is Dash.
That's right. But you know what you probably hated as a kid? You go to an amusement park or someplace where they have names on a comb. There was never your name.
Yeah, no.
There was never a Heidi either. There was like Holly and Heather and, you know.
You don't
like,
open up your box of honeycomb.
No.
Yeah. And
then, honeycomb.
But at least back then they would like, some guy could make one for you. Now, now they don't make them in front of you anymore.
That's true.
Are you big on social media? Because I see your Twitter handle at DizMyHawk. So Dash MyHawk was taken?
No, I have Dash MyHawk, but Diz is my
rap
my
name.
That's the rap name. You got to have a rap name.
Dizzy.
Yeah, people have been calling me Dizzy forever. I don't know why. I'm super smart. Diz, I think it's kind of, you know, still that I'm that Wu-Tang era.
Yeah,
so Diz.
Right.
You have to get your rap name from somebody else. You didn't name yourself Diz. Like, so was there like a rapper guy or the coolest guy who was like, I'm going to call you Diz, and then everyone started calling you Diz?
Yeah, I don't know how it started, but somebody did, and it just kind of caught on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably was Dizza first, you know?
Right,
and then
right.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio called me Dizza.
What?
Way back when we were doing Romeo and Juliet, like 20 years ago.
And do I understand that he's going to be at this event tomorrow?
I hope so. He's been in and out shooting a movie with Oscar winner Inyata too, so I don't know. He's been back and forth. He said if he's not shooting, he'll be there.
Yay!
But like John Voight, Leonardo DiCaprio, Chris Evans, Jeremy Renner, Ellen Pompeo, and many, many more are coming out to this event tomorrow night, the Hollywood Heels charity event tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the House of Blues on Sunset. Now, if you want to get tickets, it's gonna be a silent auction, open bar, musical performances. And you can get tickets by going to tsa-usa.org/HollywoodHeels. And we'll be putting that out on our Twitter at Heidi and Frank
Thank
and on Facebook,
you.
Heidi and Frank Show. Thank you, Dash, for coming in, man.
Mom, it was been my pleasure.
Anytime.
Really, you guys are great.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank Show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.